if I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand. Tell me why, oh why can't my dream come true?
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. I hope you know, of course, that that was Elvis from his NBC comeback special in 1968. I love that song, If I Could Dream. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or you can tweet me at Bruce Salin. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He's been advising institutions and families on their investments for over two decades, and he has been my family and personal's financial advisor for almost that long as well. I could even talk sometimes when I try. So I offer my personal endorsement without question to Jim. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
A snowy hello from Utah, Bruce.
Hey, very cool, so to speak.
Very cold, actually.
Very cold. Well, you just told me you're going snowboarding tomorrow, so I am envious, but do wear a helmet, please.
I will. This is my first day of the season. How many days do you have already, Bruce?
I only have 21 so far.
There you go.
It's been a lousy season. I'm behind by about 5 or 10 days.
Well, don't be too jealous.
I won't be. Teaching teens to care. This isn't an obvious fit with Family Financial Matters, but I am sure you can find a way to tie something in of value.
You know, interestingly, we've kind of taken a complete left turn on this topic just since the show unfolded, because there's always a financial tie-in to caring and giving when it comes to things along the lines of disasters and other causes. I mean, you know, just because children don't have a lot of money doesn't mean that we can't teach them the ideas of charitable giving, whether it be with their time or actually with money. And, you know, Bruce, both you and I being members of the Jewish faith, obviously we learned the concept of tzedakah very, very early on in our lives.
Or the other word that I love is tikkun olam, which means to repair the world. And it's considered an obligation to religious Jews. And that involves more than just giving that money, that involves giving time.
Absolutely, absolutely. But listening to both Wayne and Pastor Drew, some interesting things came up, which really ties into this, which is, you know, Pastor Drew obviously takes this more optimistic approach that, you know, that kids are engaged and they do care.
I was really grateful to hear.
Well, absolutely. But what it really represents is that there are children at every end of the spectrum, and everywhere in the middle, there are children who are fully engaged and really have these, you know, compassionate hearts, and then there are children that, you know, literally all they care about is their video games, and then everything in between. And so, kind of dovetailing back into the way that Wayne approaches, you know, all sorts of topics, especially possibly this one, is, well, what's the common denominator? Is it that your children care or don't care, or is it that we're setting a good example for them? And so the tie-in is that what are parents doing to instill this giving spirit with their kids? And I actually have seen throughout the years, 20 years of counseling families, I've actually seen some really innovative ways for parents to help their children get involved, whether it be through, you know, charity at the church or the synagogue, like we were talking about tzedakah, or other ways.
Well, what are some of the other examples that you observed or encouraged?
Well, you know, one of the things that I would say straight out is, and I see this far too in often, but it's really an obvious answer, is asking parents, what do you show your children of your charitable giving process? I mean, if you support charities, my mother literally was a full-time executive with the Jewish Children's Bureau in Chicago, and I got to see her actually doing her work. How much do parents actually involve their children in the charities that they're both contributing time and money to? That's the best way right out of the gate, is lead by example.
Well, there's two elements to that. One is the lead by example, and the other is to drag them along or pull them along or encourage them to come along. I saw my mother too was a giver. She was an old-fashioned 50s-style housewife, but she volunteered one day a week at the hospital, and she had a uniform that she wore, and she had a little badge, and on the badge were these tiny, tiny, tiny little diamonds, each one of which designated the number of years of service, and her badge was completely filled. And it certainly showed that my mother cared. And the other thing my mother did, you've really reminded me of my late mother in a very good way as far as the modeling. My mother, and this used to make me crazy, she would basically respond to every solicitation from every charitable organization. If there was a picture of a poor kid or something about the blind or the hungry or anything like that, and my mother would, and she made sure that I saw this, she would make out $5, $8, $10 checks to dozens of these organizations. And it took a lot of time. And I often would say to her, Mom, why don't you just choose one or two and just support that one in a bigger way? And her answer was, no, I want to do it this way. And I was very critical, of course, because I was a teenager when I made those observations. But in reflection, I realized she laid a great foundation and a model. So it doesn't matter whether you choose one or two or you choose 50, as she did.
Right. Well, I mean, you just dovetailed into the second comment that I was going to make, which is foundations and models. I mean, whether it's getting children actively involved in giving, whether it's their time or their money, or just actively getting them to care about money at all, the concepts are the same. Start your children early. Start them with a budget, no matter how little they are. Get them used to the concept of what money is. Have them start setting things along the lines of savings. So maybe they want to save up for a certain toy. Maybe they want to save up for a bike. And create a budget so they know what to do with their allowance. Then they can start saving towards goals. And another important part of a budget, if you really want to instill that charitable giving, is to also get them to budget for giving. And so by setting these examples early on, by showing them what you do, as well as teaching them, whether they be little kids putting away a nickel here, a quarter there, a dollar there, or whether they be teenagers and they're saving for bigger items and getting them involved with the charities that they become more impassioned about for larger sums and maybe even, you know, fundraisings. Teaching our children the foundations, the process, the systems, the budgets, whatever you want to call it, but to actually create structures. That's what parents can do to take an active role to getting their children involved, not just in charities, but really just in terms of financial responsibility and that moral code, if you will.
I completely love what you're saying. I also need to go back because you stimulated a memory when you mentioned tzedakah. What's common in Jewish homes or at synagogues is a tzedakah box. And you go into temple, and it's just like a tithing box in churches. It is a box where people put in their money. And we had, when the boys were young, and we don't anymore for no good reason, but when the boys were young, we had a tzedakah box. And basically, the family rule is any change in your pocket at any time of the day, you put in that box. And when it got full, I had the kids count it up, which at a certain age was really a great arithmetic lesson for them. And then we sat as a family and chose where are we going to donate this money. So everything about that was valuable to them. And I would heartily recommend listeners of younger kids to consider doing something of a similar nature.
We had the tzedakah box as well growing up, and it's kind of funny. Now, as you know, I'm an institutional consultant, and we actually do advise on several charities and their endowments. And it's funny because the concept is the same. That tzedakah box is no different than the endowment of that child or that family, and they are sitting and divvying out those savings for that tzedakah to the charities, just like a foundation sits and does the same thing with, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars.
All it is a different scale.
And
as moms and dads, we can do it on the scale of our own family. Jim, we are almost out of time. Please let our listeners know how they can reach you and tell them about your newsletter.
By all means. We can be reached on our website at npier.com. That's N like the direction north, P-I-E-R, northpier.com. And we have a newsletter that we put out every single quarter, plus we're going to have more active updates, especially given the situation in Japan. I know you've been talking about that a lot today. We actually have a blast going out next week with our opinions on the changes or lack of changes in the global markets. And if anybody who wants to receive that newsletter individually or want to subscribe to hear what our ongoing comments and views are, you can reach us at info@npier.com. So they send an email to info@npier.com.
Jim, thank you very much. Next week will be open subject, open mic week. So I look forward to what subject you're going to bring to the show and look forward to talking with you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bruce.
It's time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Sallon or email me at bruce@brucesallon.com. That's S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in sun. We'll be right back. No!